This podcast is not safe for work and will feature movie spoilers. It will feature scenes described of a graphic nature. It will contain language which most listeners may find offensive. Welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. Hi everyone and welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. I'm your host Duncan McLeish, welcome to the show. Up on this episode we're continuing a look at the 88 Films Italian Collection series of Blu-rays, movies from a time long forgotten, well not if you're a collector of the 88 Films Collection. May I add, a collection which surprisingly has delivered the goods. Like, moreover, recently, just by either great restorations of classic titles, but kind of forgotten hidden gems, bringing them to the forefront. This is the 81st disc in the collection, and this we'll see is reviewing Ark of the Sun God, which is a movie I had never heard anything about at all. And we'll give you some more detail when we read the blurb, etc. after the first break. But yeah, this one is the 4K UHD release, the limited edition, which comes with a lovely hard box on the outside, comes with a book inside, and you get the original restoration Blu-ray as well as the 4K UHD and a poster as well. So believe this one hasn't sold out yet, and you can still get this particular edition. If you can't get that one, there is a standard edition as well that they've released, so you can get your hand on that one. So yeah, it is available is what I'm saying to you, if you put your mind to it. So that's what we're going to be reviewing on this episode. I already own Disc 82 and I have ordered Disc 83, which will bring us up to date. At the moment, 88 Films are going back through their existing collection and upgrading to 4K UHD those titles which I think have the possibility of upgrading. Some of those I will upgrade over time, where the movies are like stone cold bangers like A Blade in the Dark, for example. Other ones I probably won't. If I thought the titles were relatively mediocre, or if I don't think a 4K UHD print is merited. So yeah, what I'm basically saying is, after the next two 88 Films Italian Collection reviews, that is us all caught up. I won't be going back over and doing 4K UHD reviews of movies I've already reviewed on the channel. So, that's you in the know. So, without any further ado, we'll take our first short break. You're going to see the trailer for Ark of the Sun God. When we return, I'll be painstakingly reading you the back notes. And yeah, we're going to get into my thoughts and musings on this strange little Indiana Jones ripoff. I'm going to be doing that right after this.
The whole complex self-destructs.
Ah! I'm not letting you get away so easily.
My God, at times I've dreamed about this cave. Something. The whole wall looked like it was solid gold. Maybe it was.
So, Ark of the Sun God. What we'll probably do is fling some pictures over here so I can read the back without distracting you. So, here is what the back of the box says. Who needs Indiana Jones when you've got Rick Spear? Rick's a master cracksman and the best damn thief in the business, and he's been hired to find the fabled buried chamber of King Gilgamesh and retrieve the valuables within. But he's not the only one on the treasure hunt. Others have their eyes on the loot, and they'll stop at nothing to get it. A late career highlight from Italian genre favourite Antonio Margheriti, who did The Long Hair of Death, Seven Deaths in the Cat's Eye, and with the characteristically charming performances of David Warbeck from The Beyond, as the dashing Rick, Ark of the Sun God tips a fedora at Raiders of the Lost Ark, but adds its own wild inventions to the mix. The Tomb Raiders at 88 Films are proud to present the 4K UHD premiere of this fabulous slice of 80s adventure. So there, let's give you the deets on the back here. This one comes in a limited edition slipcase, which I showed you, an A3 fold-out poster if you buy this version, with artwork from the always phenomenal Graham Humphrey. There's a booklet note with new writings on the film by Pier Maria Bocci, as a 4K restoration from the original 35mm negative, and a 4K 2160p UHD Blu-ray presented in Dolby version HDR10 compatible. It has HD 1080p Blu-ray presentation with a 2.0 English mono, a 2.0 Italian mono with English subtitles, audio commentary with Italian genre film experts Eugenio Ercolani and Troy Holworth, assembling the Ark, an interview with Alberto Moriani and Edoardo Margheriti, has sketches and credits, interview with Massimo Antonelli Gengli, and a reversible sleeve featuring the original Italian poster. So I can put this down now and actually speak directly to you. I will be honest, I found this one a slog. This one was not nearly as fun as I wanted it to be. Sometimes Italian ripoff movies can be very over the top and a ton of fun. You only need to look at movies like Orca, for example, to see where they get it right. And even some of the kind of later stage Alien ripoffs, which are featured already in this collection, give you something at least that you can sink your teeth into. That's notwithstanding when they all but ripped off Dawn of the Dead with zombie flesh eaters, you get their spin on things, and it tends to be a bit more grandiose or a bit more gory, a bit more nasty. They embellish elements to kind of make it go above and beyond what you usually get. And whilst this one does have a great deal of swashbuckling adventure, it was very tame in comparison to an Indiana Jones, which, as the movie's back says, is the kind of citing reference point for this ripoff. It has a lead character in David Warbeck, who is a great actor, but he's no Harrison Ford, lacking a lot of the charm, and let's be honest, the script and the dialogue. The fight scenes are a bit wooden with, once again, let's be honest, not great sound effects. And you can see the punches miss by like a good foot the person they're actually connecting to. It's also pretty muddled. There's a kind of subterfuge sort of element here with a kind of race against the clock with this other organisation. And the movie tries to play kind of footloose and fancy free throughout its runtime with the, is this guy on the same side as Spears or is he not? And as a result, it kind of gets a bit too jumbled in its own creativity, and that the narrative never really feels necessarily wholly secure. It kind of feels like it's been written on the back of a beer mat, and then beer's been spilt on it, and as a result, you can kind of half make it what was originally written, but most of it is gone. Warbeck looks like he's having a ton of fun in it though, which is kind of great to see. I love him in The Beyond, which we made a couple of years before this. The Beyond to me is, you know, like one of his standout performances, but then again, it's arguably one of the best of the genre. And, you know, it was like kind of Fulci at like full Fulci power. But in the case of this one here, I don't necessarily, when looking at him, think leading action star, whereas Harrison Ford did just come off playing Han Solo, so that kind of made sense. I could see where that was going. I also found that some of the side characters were kind of forgettable. There's a guy who I swear to God looks a spitting image of Orson Welles, and he is kind of fulfilling the kind of the Egyptian character from the Indiana Jones movies, but when you're watching him, he is a kind of, well, is he betraying him or is he his friend? Will he be there at the end? Has he died? Did they torture and kill him? What's going on? And the movie kind of ping-pongs with that in a less than satisfying way. Coupled along with that, the runtime on this movie isn't particularly long, but I did feel like there are sections when the action isn't happening and it's trying to propel the story forward with exposition. It really gets gunked up and nothing moves at a pace that feels satisfying. When the action sequences kick in, I feel like, all right, we're cooking with gas now, we're moving this forward, I'm interested to see where we're going next. And then it kind of stumbles over its own feet, gets lost in and kind of needless explanations of history and Gilgamesh and the treasure that they're going for, etc, etc. Ultimately ends up in a kind of big kind of pyramid set piece, the way that most of these movies do, where you're trying to desperately get to the treasure in time ahead of your competitors in order to save the day. And even that felt relatively anticlimactic. We get the item, but there's no real sense of urgency or purchase like the Indiana Jones movies did, or at least the early ones did, you know, that kind of race against the Nazis to get the treasure before they use it to take over the world element isn't really present in this movie. The love interest is kind of fun, albeit like ages like milk. It's pretty sour when you're watching it now, but you've got to remember that was kind of run-of-the-mill treatment for the Italian genre movies of the time. Relatively sexist and chauvinistic, which is a made-up word that I've just done there, so there you go. You're welcome, ladies and gents of the internet. So yeah, overall, I would say Ark of the Sun God, bit of a mixed bag. It's one of those movies I can't ever see myself going back to again. I think the print is awesome that they put forward, but I'd also argue I don't understand why there's a 4K UHD print of this movie. Having dabbled with the kind of 4K restoration, that to me seems like enough. In fact, a 2K probably would have been enough of this one, so I kind of feel like there's a certain point where maybe cynically 88 films know that by making it limited, those with collections like myself will be forced into purchasing the movie at a slightly higher rate than we probably should for a movie that we're unlikely to ever really go back and check out afterwards. I'm on to your game, 88 Films, and I applaud you for once again playing me like a cheap fiddle. So yeah, when it comes to grades, I've got to be honest with this one. This is a 2 out of 5. I don't particularly like it. I probably will never go back to it. But it's another one of those movies that, had this collection not existed, I probably would never have seen. So there's that as well. So yeah, that was Ark of the Sun God, the 81st movie by 88 Films in their Italian collection. Give me a wee second. This one is the 82nd, Iron Warrior. And that's what we'll be doing on the next one. I know absolutely nothing about this one, except it looks like a kind of sword and sandal affair, which is fine. I like movies like that. Maybe a Conan the Barbarian ripoff or something along those lines. So I'm curious to see where we land with that one. So Iron Warrior will be the next one. Thank you very much for checking out this episode. As always, if you're checking us out on YouTube, like and subscribe to the channel. Please leave comments below. Have you checked out Ark of the Sun God? What did you make of it? Any movies that you are looking forward to that they've announced in the collection moving forward that you're kind of interested to see what we make of them when we get to them? Let me know. If there's any they haven't actually announced yet, or any titles you would like 88 Films to maybe potentially do the old 88 Films Italian collection treatment to, also post them. Let's start a dialogue down there. But like and subscribe to the video, please. If you're checking us out on Spotify or on Anchor using the video podcast apps over there, then answer the question that pops up at the end of this episode and make sure you subscribe to those feeds as well. And lastly, if you're checking out the audio version of this on any of the podcatchers that are out there, then please hit subscribe. That way you get access to the over 1,300 episodes in the Podcast Under the Stairs back catalogue, as well as any future episodes to boot. So until then, what is left for me to say is, wherever you are, whatever the time zone is, and whatever you're up to in this big bad world of ours, please take care of yourselves out there. This is Duncan McLeish, broadcasting live from Under the Stairs, and I am signing off.